After exporting COVID-19 vaccines to almost 70 countries, China is gearing up to push for its own vaccine passport to ease entry to foreigners and foreign residents of China inoculated with China-made vaccines. Beijing hopes the vaccine passport will be an incentive for business people, including Taiwanese citizens, who travel frequently to and from China to get Beijing-approved jabs. But many eligible for the program worry about the lower efficacy of Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines compared with that of vaccines made outside China, and they feel pressured to use Chinese vaccines to obtain entry to China. The Sinovac vaccine's efficacy rate is slightly higher than 50%, while the Sinopharm vaccine's efficacy rate is 79%, far lower than that of Moderna, Pfizer, and even the Russian-made Sputnik vaccine, all of which are above 90%, according to a Bloomberg report citing experimental data from researchers outside China. China launched full-scale registration of China-made vaccines for foreigners in Beijing and Shanghai at the end of March. Before the current push, the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs had announced as of March 15 that further visa facilitation would be provided to foreign nationals inoculated with China-made vaccines. However, Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said at that day's press briefing that visitors to China would still need to have negative results from both nucleic acid tests and serology tests before boarding a flight to China. After entering China, the visitors would be required to check in for a 2-week quarantine at a government-designated hotel at their own expense. In an interview with VOA Mandarin Lo Chun-Shuan, Deputy Secretary General of the Taiwan Medical Association said that as a major exporter of vaccines, China has a responsibility to make clear the safety and efficacy of its vaccines and to produce empirical clinical data, including laboratory data from Phase 3 for scientific certification. Lo said China should neither politicize its epidemic prevention efforts nor block other countries' highly effective vaccines to promote its own vaccines or vaccine nationalism. He said that if the same 70 countries that have imported vaccines from China increase their vaccination rates, it may not help prevent the disease and instead may lead to variants of the virus due to the ineffectiveness of the Chinese-made vaccines. Lo said there are two things to think about. The first is that mass vaccination will cause the variant virus to spread because the virus is not killed under immune pressure. It's like taking a bottle of insecticide and spraying cockroaches, but the bugs are not killed. Instead, they become more resistant to the poison. Less powerful immune pressure will generate more variants of the virus. Second, these populist countries will in the future become some of the most difficult regions in the world to prevent COVID-19.